WXJK.com.
You're listening to WXJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He won't let President Trump sit down for an interview with a special counsel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Over my dead body, but, you know, I could be dead.
Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani says the Mueller probe's gone too far, investigating business records from the 1980s. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal lawyer on Fox News Sunday, continuing to slam special counsel Robert Mueller and his investigation of the president, which has now lasted for more than a year and a half.
They went from collusion to obstruction, no evidence, now campaign finance, no violation of the law. No matter who's right about what they said, it's no violation of the law.
Last week, the president's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, getting a three-year prison sentence for campaign finance violations and lying to Congress. Dave?
Ron Johnny lied to Congress over his Russia contact. Democrats plan to further investigate Trump business dealings when they take control in the House next year. President Trump tweeted that Michael Cohen's a rat, and that the FBI illegally broke into Cohen's office in a raid in April. Now, former FBI Director James Comey tweeted back that the president is lying. Comey will be back at the Capitol next hour to face more questions in private from House Republicans about the Trump and Clinton investigations.
It's all about Jim Comey, and he thinks the rules don't apply to him. You can just go to last week where he said he got away with not following the rules when they interviewed Mike Flynn.
GOP Congressman Jim Jordan Flynn, the former National Security Advisor, pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI, but an issue before tomorrow's sentencing. Flynn's claimed the FBI pushed for him not to have a lawyer present, but the special counsel responded that Flynn agreed to that and chose not to tell the truth. President Trump also tweeted Obamacare's high deductibles hurt families badly. This days after a federal judge ruled Obamacare is unconstitutional, Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer told NBC's Meet the Press,
"We're going to fight this tooth and nail."
But the president wrote a Supreme Court decision upholding the ruling would lead to great health care for Americans. This is Fox News.
When you buy a new Ford F-Series truck during our holiday sales event, you're not just buying a truck. You're sending a message to the world that says, yeah, I can help. Because now you're the friend with the Ford truck. You'll move coworkers, haul lumber, and build everything from tree houses to serenity sheds. Now you're the one everyone counts on, and you wouldn't have it any other way. Ford F-Series, built for the holidays, built Ford proud.
And now for a limited time, you can bring home a new F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months, only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment, is available on 18 model year F-150. Excludes Raptor. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1/2/19. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and complete details.
The family of a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who died in U.S. Border Patrol custody earlier this month wants an investigation. She and her father and others were detained after crossing the border illegally, but hours later,
they were on a bus headed to the nearest Border Patrol station when Jacqueline started vomiting and then stopped breathing. She later died at a Texas hospital.
Now, the Border Patrol has said the girl didn't have any food or water for days before they were captured. Her father says that's not true, and there are questions if he understood the form he was signing that his child was in good health.
Jacqueline's father reportedly has no complaints about how Border Patrol agents treated him and his daughter. Lawyers for the family still want some answers. Some Senate Democrats echoing that call to action, sending a letter to the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security calling for an investigation.
Saudi Arabia is angry at the U.S. Senate for the resolution passed last week that blames Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Turkey. Though President Trump has been skeptical of that link. The Saudi statement today says senators acted on unsubstantiated claims and reject interference into its internal affairs. The U.S.-China trade dispute heated back up today in Switzerland, even as the two sides have relented lately on some tariffs.
The U.S. calling out China for, quote, unfair competitive practices that are harming foreign companies and workers. The American ambassador to the World Trade Organization, Dennis Hsieh, at a meeting highlighting what he called forced transfers of technology and a heavily skewed playing field in China. The Chinese ambassador firing back, saying the Trump administration's imposing of tariffs on foreign imports is based on dubious national security concerns. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
On Wall Street, another sell-off may be brewing. Dow futures are now down about 150 before the opening bell later this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News.
Local news brought to you by Jamie Monticello. We got Rich Hancock in for Jamie Monticello. Monticelli. She's out on vacation. I think she's in Australia. Rich Hancock filling in, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois on Friday dismissed a tenured professor for falsifying research data and other complaints. The UI Board of Trustees said it voted to revoke the tenure of Associate Professor of Biology Fei Wang. He was terminated effective immediately. An unidentified 29-year-old Danville woman is in critical condition after being found shot on Washington Avenue near Madison Street around 10:30 Saturday night. 26-year-old Bryant Marshall is being held in connection with the shooting incident, which police describe as a domestic dispute. Fire damaged part of a 2-story home near Neal Street and Arcadia Drive in Champaign around 7:30 p.m. Sunday. 7 people were inside when the fire started and were able to escape quickly and safely. First responders say the blaze was contained to one room. The cause remains under investigation. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
What a nice start to our week. High 44, low 24, clear into tomorrow with sunshine. High 45, low 29, 47, partly cloudy on Wednesday. Chance of rain comes our way with a low 39 on Wednesday night. Rain likely Thursday, high 46. Then that could change to snow, but only down to 36, 39, the high on Friday.
Come on.
You know, let me take a peek. Christmas is in next week.
Yeah, less than 10
days.
Looks
like we're, you know, upper 30s.
Yeah.
Into next week,
well,
so not bad.
We're headed to Asia, first of the year, Stevie J travel group trip, and our family's leading this. So I'll be chiming in from 5 different countries on the radio with you.
That'll be awesome.
I can't wait to give you our updates live in Shanghai, live from Nagasaki, Busan, South Korea, Hong Kong, Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, formerly Saigon. Interesting how many people want to visit Vietnam now, as bad as it is from our history and the Vietnam War and all those really bad stories that emanated in late 60s, early 70s, but there are a lot of soldiers that want to go back.
Right.
We'll be there for just a day.
Okay.
And then off to Bangkok, Thailand, and then Koh Samui Island, which is supposed to be beautiful in Thailand as well, and then we end in Singapore. So we're going to start our trip. It's quite a trip. It's a big trip. We're going to start it in the 40s. I believe Shanghai is running about 40 to 50 degrees.
Okay.
Nagasaki, kind of the same. South Korea, kind of the same. Hong Kong looks to be 65, 70.
Ooh.
And then Vietnam is going to be 85, 90.
Wow.
And then Singapore, 90. So dressing for this trip is layers and shorts.
Right.
So very unusual. Yeah, when it comes to our trip here this time.
Our hometown church had an Advent party at St. Pat's in Tolono, and people were talking about your trip to the Orient is what I called it. And then someone said, oh, you can't call it that, Diane. Is the Orient not PC now?
Princess Cruises call it Grand Asia.
Grand Asia.
I'll try the terminology.
I certainly don't want to step on any toes.
We need the dictionary politically correct so we can make sure we don't stumble.
Orient was fine. I don't know why it wouldn't be.
I don't know
anymore.
It's hard to keep track of. All right, 359-2255. We have a limited number of Cardinal calendars. They are beautiful, glossy. If you have a Cardinal fan in your life, even if you're a Cub fan, but you're so giving, You would do this for them.
Exactly.
359-2255. We're doing this one on the phone. You have to call in, claim your Cardinal calendar. Limited number right now. We're trying to do a calendar dump here before Christmas, obviously, because they're great presents. So if you'd like a Cardinal calendar, this is a window we are offering right now. But you must be able to ring me now. Six lines are filling up as I speak. 359-2255, 359-2255. We'll go to the phones and give out a few Cardinal calendars for you. All right, back in a moment. Chris, you're a Cardinal fan, huh?
Yes, sir.
What do you think? What's my year looking like in 2019?
You know, it'd be nice if they get one more big signing, pitcher, outfielder, somewhere, cover another hole, save a little back so they can make corrections during the year, but I'm excited.
So would rhyme with Dryce Darper?
You know, hey, if that's the way they want to go, no complaints here.
I would like one more. I said after the season ended, the Cardinals had two big ones, and they got one for sure. Paul Goldschmidt, some kind of jack. Let me get your Cardinal calendar, man. You'll love them.
Hey, that's awesome. Appreciate it.
You bet, my friend. Thank you for listening. Carol. Carol.
Hello.
Say, huh?
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here.
I got a Cardinal calendar for you if you like the Cardinals.
I love the Cardinals.
All right. So are you really into it? I mean, you watching the free agency stuff, or you just love going to see the Cardinals in St. Louis?
We watch them from home.
All right. Ever been to a game?
We have been to a few games, but we don't miss watching a game here from home.
That's so fun. Well, listen, Paul Goldschmidt's kind of juiced everybody up. It's fun.
Yes, it sounds exciting for the next year.
Yeah. Listen, Carol, I'll have your calendar here at the radio center. You just come on by.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we've given out to Chris and Carol. And what is your name?
Lindy.
You win, my friend.
Nice.
What am
Dad's Christmas is complete.
What do I got? I got Goldschmidt. What's my next signee here?
I'm going to go with Miller out of the bullpen.
I'll take him. Andrew Miller? Haven't heard a lot of buzz about that, but he's a lefty. How about Britton? Zach Britton? Too old?
Wouldn't hurt my feelings for a one-year contract. Two or three.
It looks like the Cardinals are fully committed for Dexter Fowler at least starting, and I read a massive piece yesterday in the Post-Dispatch in St. Louis that Dexter is jacked. He's fired up. He was depressed last year. He and Matheny did not get along. Do you give Dexter that chance, or do you go try and trade for Cody Bellinger or somebody like that?
You know what? I see what the first 2 months are, because depression could be a mean thing, and if it is really snapped out of it and that's what it was, I'd like to see the old Dexter Fowler.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, my friend. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your calendar.
You too. Merry Christmas.
All right, buddy. Dan, how are you?
Doing great, Stevie. How are you?
Give me your assessment. Paul Goldschmidt and who's next?
Gosh, I don't know. There's so many options, and we've had so many targets over the last few years that I'm holding back on getting my hopes up for anybody else.
Okay.
Goldschmidt was probably the big splash.
I think that's a good splash, too. I think they could be very good. I think the left-handed bullpen for sure, and maybe a lefty bat off the bench, I guess, is probably what to expect. I don't think any big signing. Particularly, it sounds like they're all in right field for Dexter. So it sounds like, lefty out of the bullpen is probably the big one next.
I would take a bounce back year from Dexter.
Me
That's
too.
Okay.
No, it'd be great. I mean, and he was quoted as saying, you know, that he was just so depressed and had a hard time with anything. And then Schilt took over. He came back for a game, got two hits, fractured his foot. So I think Mike Schilt and John Mozeliak went to Las Vegas. Dexter Fowler's home, sat with him, said, "You're our guy." And he's fired up, and he's working out. And so what the heck? I hope he bounces back.
In that regard, I'd like to hope that 80-plus million would cure my depression. But,
Dan, is that not a life lesson? Money will not make you happy.
Apparently not for Dexter.
Dan, thanks, buddy. Enjoy your calendar.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. My pleasure. Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Steve?
Fine. Okay. I got Paul Goldschmidt. Now what?
I tell you, I have I was a lucky recipient of the Cardinal calendar last year, and when we got to, I believe, October, November, after we traded Tommy Pham, I put it on the board, and I know it's probably not going to happen, but I wrote Machado on a post-it.
Okay.
That's a good to-do list, Tim.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They got to pony up some money, though.
Yeah,
Lewis
I know
got
that.
It. They got to make it.
Got the money. I don't think anybody doubts that. Would Machado be a good fit? Is he the Cardinal way?
Sadly, I don't believe he is.
So I don't think they're going to probably go that direction because of that. Harper would be Harper. But I don't think so because based on all the stuff I'm hearing about Dexter, I don't think there's even a possibility of that now. So
yeah, I'm okay with Dexter too.
Okay,
he's got more baseball in him. So
I hope so.
Might as well keep him around.
If he has a bounce back and Ozuna has a money year and Paul Goldschmidt, this could be good.
We could do all right.
All right, enjoy your Cardinal calendar, Tim.
I will. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Two more. Vicky, you're a Cardinal fan?
I am.
Well, you enjoy this beautiful, glossy Cardinal calendar. Favorite player is?
Of all time, Ozzie Smith.
Ooh, the Wizard of Oz.
Good one.
He was so good.
Mm-hmm.
I met him in the, I guess, the 1980s, and my wife Janet had a friend who was suffering I'm not sure the type of cancer, and I met Ozzy, and I said, would you mind saying something for her friend? And Ozzy Smith said, hey, hang in there. I know you're going through cancer treatments. And the guy got a cassette of it back in the day and played it every time he went to chemo. He passed away shortly after that. But Ozzy Smith, and that's why you like him, because he's a good man as well, Vicky. Anyway, it's a good story. Listen, thank you for calling. Enjoy your Cardinal calendar.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And finally, Jim, how are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Good to hear from you. I know you're a big Cardinal fan, right?
Definitely. Most definitely.
And your favorite player is?
Ooh, I got to go with Yachty.
Okay.
Yachty's so good.
That's a good choice.
I don't get the tattoos behind the ears, but I love them.
Yeah, I'm not a big tattoo guy.
Listen, Jim, you enjoy your Cardinal calendar, my friend.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. All right. Thank you to everybody who called in. We'll jump to sports headlines in just a moment. But at 8:19, we'll go to our ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Beautiful day. High 47 expected, down to around 24 this evening. 46 tomorrow, sunshine, down to 29. 48 on Wednesday, partly sunny. Then a slight chance of showers late, and Thursday could be a wet one with a high 46. Right now, the temperature's at 33. ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute. Markets appear to be down. And they've been pretty rocky over the last few weeks. We'll see what the result is here in just a moment. It's ESPN 93.5. It's Monday. It's December 17. Going to be, what did you say, 44?
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Closer to March. And warmer. 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Google is adding thousands of employees in New York City at a new complex in the city's West Village neighborhood. Google will lease a large office building and also space in two nearby buildings. It will become one of the largest commercial tenants in New York City. Workers will start locating in the area in 2020, and eventually Google will employ more than 14,000 people in New York City. Discount fashion chain H&M is reporting stronger sales in its recent quarter. H&M says its transition to the web has started to improve sales and market share. Jack in the Box says it has been talking with potential buyers. The company can't assure that a deal will be made, but it is looking into selling itself. And the Federal Reserve meets tomorrow and Wednesday. It is expected to raise interest rates. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
ESPN 93.5, it is 8:26. Name that tune. I have no idea.
Of course, sort of sounds like Last Christmas.
Yeah, it does.
Is it Taylor Swift?
I don't know. know.
Yeah. Oh, it is last Christmas.
Not so. Anyway, it's good to have you listening. If I were the president, I wouldn't get on my Twitter and hammer Saturday Night Live. Just, my goodness, 99% of the country doesn't watch Saturday Night Live. 99% of the country does not watch Saturday Night Live. Why bring attention to 50 million Twitter followers of their show if you don't like it? I just wouldn't do it. I don't know. He just has a very difficult time when anybody does anything negative about him. And that's, you know, I don't think you ought to sit there the whole time. I think he should tweet. But not on Saturday Night Live.
Right. You're just giving them more publicity. Just, people are searching around to find the clip of what he's talking about. Kinda, I don't know what he's talking about.
To all due respect to all of the wonderfully talented people in New York, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's just taken such a change. And there's so much political these days.
It is really. And listen, I, again, do this every day. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of, I know what's going to happen. They're going to hammer Donald Trump, and maybe some of it is right and some of it is wrong. I know a lot of it's wrong. And you don't look at the job numbers. You don't look at anything else. You just got to get rid of this guy because he is messing everybody's hair up, and they can't stand him. He's obviously an ogre, and he's an awful man. He's a criminal. He's just a sexaholic. And, and here's your thesis someday if somebody can write. Is it possible to succeed if 99% of the media is against you? Is it possible to succeed if 99% of the media is against you? I don't think it is. Because 90% of the country has no idea what's going on. 90% of the country has no idea the details. All they hear is about how bad Trump is. You better not wear a Make It Great Again cap, or somebody's going to come and hit you. That's fascism. If you like Donald Trump, you don't tell people. Because of
the pushback that you can face.
You
don't want to be shunned.
Ventilating. Why do you think 30 Democrats are going to run for president? They think they're in if they get the nomination. We win. All I have to do is win the nomination. Because nobody's going to elect Trump. It's gotten so bad. 829. On you.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. Former FBI Director James Comey appearing this morning before House committees. It's his second appearance this month.
Republicans want to ask questions about Director Comey's decision to document his conversations with the president and how at least one of the memos was leaked to the media to kickstart the special counsel investigation. And they also have questions about his decision-making and the handling for the interview of the former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn.
Fox's Catherine Herridge. Flynn, who pled guilty to lying to the FBI in the Russia probe, will be sentenced tomorrow. A second tech giant looking to expand in New York City a month after Amazon announced plans.
Google says it plans to double its New York-based workforce to more than 14,000 employees over the next decade, and it's taking over a large office building on the city's west side.
Fox's Ginny Cosola. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Authorities identified the victim of a Friday crash fatality at the intersection of Route 1 and 119 in Vermilion County as 47-year-old James Callahan of Hoopston. State police say Callahan crossed into oncoming traffic and hit another car head-on. He died at the scene. The autopsy was performed Saturday. WCIA reports people came together Saturday from Decatur, Danville, Chicago, Peoria, and Urbana to work toward peace in their community for a two-day training in Champaign to become official peace seekers. They discussed ways to end violence and make a greater effort to bring young people together. The Haven held a grand opening ceremony on Sunday. The shelter and community kitchen, formerly known as the Mattoon Area Pads, provide separate sleeping areas for men, women, and families. The 25-bed space moved from Broadway Avenue to Western Avenue. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online online, drivechampagne.com.
Todays.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunny, high 45, 25 are low tonight with clear conditions. Sunny tomorrow with a high 44, low 29, 47 the high, partly cloudy on Wednesday, 46 Thursday, 40 on Friday, chance of snow early. Right now the temperature's at 33. ESPN 93.5.
And Jimmy Warner Show coming up. It's Dion Thomas.
Excellent.
9 to 10. Then Jay Layman coming up 10 to 11. This morning here on the radio, ESPN 93.5, PN 93.5. Again, Monday morning, you got a week till Christmas Eve and then Christmas week from tomorrow. New Year's 2 weeks from tomorrow. In 2019, we just got used to 2018, didn't we? I mean, just ran 2018, now it's going to be 2019.
It's true.
I talked to a guy yesterday at just about how it seems to spin faster the older you get.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why does life appear to go faster the older you get?
We just relish the moments more,
but
maybe?
We were really, really busy, and as the kids got older, why does it go? It should go fast with the kids. Maybe it slows down. I don't know. I just know that I look up and I go, wait a minute. Didn't we just do that?
Right.
But that's how it works.
I have ran into so many people who just aren't ready for Christmas and all the hubbub and just aren't into it this year. What do you say to that? That, you know, all the commercialism, all the presents, and you know, people don't necessarily like it, and, you know.
Do you need to sit down, slow down, search your heart, think about what this is about? You know, if you're a Christian, it's very important to recognize the birth of Jesus. If you are somebody who doesn't like it for the stress of having to see family, you're just going to have to make sure you don't talk about things that kind of ignite stuff. And think about one thing. It all revolves around love. If we all loved more, it would be better. Forgive and love. No matter what, you don't have to get along with anybody, but hug and love is better than anything, because the other stuff that you think about eats at you and eats at your insides and bothers you and keeps you up at night. And a lot of it is exaggerated and a lot of it's very silly.
Yeah.
But it comes down to one thing. If you're, you know, the number one tenet of the Christian religion is forgiveness. To let that go. Is that because you're a good person? No, it's probably because you're a good person, but it also means you're not going to eat away at your own insides.
Yeah.
Hate is like taking poison and expecting someone else to die.
Having a grudge, it just is such doom and gloom all the time, and you can see on your face that you're worried and concerned.
Listen.
Stuff is eating at you.
You have, my faith gives me peace. People search, most of the world searches every single day for purpose. They reach, they search, they look, they try, they do this, they regret, they're sorry, there's a peace that transcends all understanding with my faith. It is worth exploring if you're unsure, particularly this time of year.
Yeah. Yesterday, Father Luke at St. Pat's in Urbana was talking about Joyful Sunday and all the things we should be joyful about in this season of Advent and preparing for Jesus' coming. He said in the 10 o'clock service, there was a 10-year-old that came up to the altar and said, "Hello, Jesus."
There you go. Okay.
Like, all right. You just look at the kids, and then you can turn it all around and experience the joy.
I'm telling you, it's there's a lot of good here, and if you're not sure, I would suggest that you buy a plane ticket and visit Port-au-Prince, Haiti. It's not very far. Stay there a month. Come back and tell me how it goes.
Right.
You'll stop complaining about what you complain about now, because if you don't have that perspective, this world, this country, the United States, and most every person in this country are in the top 5% of the world. It's a stunning thing where we live and what we have. And sometimes you have to go to the third world and smell and feel it. And then you say, man, I'm sorry. I got mad at the drive-thru.
Yeah.
840 ESPN 93.5. You can always text us 359-2255. ESPN 93.5. We jump to a quick sports headline. Diane Ducey has that.
Illinois beat East Tennessee State on Saturday. You know what? When it comes to the women, too, they have been doing so great.
Well, they've, you know, again, yes, they have. I don't know if their schedule has been as hard as the guys.
Right.
But that's okay. You want to get some confidence built up. Nancy Faye has a better team this year than last. I think that's for sure. And I think they're going to obviously win more games than they did last year. So it's good for the women. It's awesome. I think they're better. I think that's great. The guys are going to struggle more with their record. Doesn't mean they're not better than last year. It just, they have a harder schedule, way harder. Usually all big teams schedule teams you can beat 8 out of 10 times. We're usually 8, 10, 10 and 2. That helps you get into the tough, rugged 20-game schedule of the Big Ten. Our schedule's not going to be very good, or we're going to be a bad team to play later.
So we also had the Pacers over New York 110-99 yesterday. Bulls are at Oklahoma City for their game tonight. Of course, Bears Nation still, you know, patting each other on the back this morning with that 24-17 win. Mitch Trubisky with a couple of touchdowns. NFC North division, we sensed that, and doing that against a foe like Green Bay on Soldier Field, awesome. 10-4 on the season. Chicago Bears are feeling good today. Indiana over Dallas 23-0 yesterday. Been over a decade before the Cowboys were shut out. Your Saints are in action in Carolina.
Tonight, yep.
We've got San Jose that beat the Blackhawks 7-3 yesterday. What's trending out of that is 33-year-old Corey Crawford with an injury to his head after hitting the goalpost. So he's got concussion protocol going on now. Calgary over the St. Louis Blues 7-2. 7, low 39. 30% chance of precipitation. That could be rain. Rain likely with a 60% shot at showers by Thursday. Still mild, high 46, currently 34, ESPN 93.5.
Good gift idea. Yeah, you might want to make a list because their days are getting shorter.
Yeah. Just pentatonics. How can you not know this? I'm always interested in who sings the song.
No
it's
idea.
Gotta be Pentatonix.
Quit playing songs in 1984.
Okay. This is Pentatonix.
I love them.
I was gonna ask Siri. I put it up to the thing, but you were talking so much. She's like, I don't recognize this.
Gotcha. Now this is amazing. How easy is it to travel if you're pentatonics? You don't need any musical equipment.
Right.
These microphones.
All a cappella.
Man, and they do the percussion. And
I know it.
It's stunning.
It is. They were great when they were at the State Farm Center.
How many are in that band?
I think 5.
That's it?
Uh-huh.
I thought there were more.
Uh-uh. And only one gal.
How can you make so much money
doing
that?
Amazing.
Can't I do that?
And the beatboxing. I mean, Aiden's trying to do some more beatboxing.
Well, do that. Get on the pentatonics.
I'm telling you.
And can't they send, like, pentatonics 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 through 10 and just have different crews? I mean, you can get guys that are going to sound... I can put together,
sure,
with enough work, there's enough good singers that can do that.
That's an interesting idea.
You want to be
to
like,
make different versions
of
the group.
Could anybody have been the Backstreet Boys? Yes. There's like 100 boy band kids that are good.
Well, and now there's groups that travel, and there was one at City Center recently. They call it Boy Band Review.
Yeah.
And then they have 5 guys, and
they
they're doing
great.
All of these songs.
They sound about
Backstreet
the same.
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, all of that.
I hate to tell anybody, but there's a whole lot of this stuff that is very common. It's just the right agent, the right work, the right talent,
right
attitude.
Seen by the right person at the right show.
There's a lot of talent out there.
And you got to take the gigs. I mean, whenever I talk to these country artists and talk about how do you make it these days, it's so hard in the business. And they talk about putting shows on all the time, anywhere, and loving what you do.
Yeah, that's it. Got to love what you do. Okay, huh?
Speaking of that. I love working here. This is awesome.
Thank you. We love working with you, Diane Ducey. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow. And yes, it is fun. But maybe we will talk about best and worst Christmas songs.
Right.
That's a good one.
That
Big D and Bubba we're talking about. Yeah.
Exactly.
US 105.9. Somebody proposed to somebody Friday night at City Center?
Yes. I know the guy's name is Danny, and the song, lyrics from this Walker McGuire song is what he used when he described their relationship and proposed to his bride now. She said yes, on stage in front of 900 people, and then Walker McGuire sang the song to them while they danced on the stage.
You gotta be kidding.
It was so moving.
And there are 900 people.
So many cameras in the air Insta on that moment.
Back in the days of the lighters, no more. Just get your cell phone, turn the laptop on. Exactly. Got enough battery left. Okay, see you tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Jeremy Warner shows next. Dion Thomas in hour one. Jay Layman in hour two. Thank you again for listening. Have a great Monday.
Hey, you.